This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing a life-transforming message titled How to Respond to Economic Crisis. Today, he elaborates more on how Joseph handled the financial crisis of his day. Let's join in.
The second response to economic crisis was largely mental. So what it means is that the fact that you believe in the supernatural does not mean your mind does not work. God has a mind. He has wisdom. He has understanding. And he has knowledge. Our minds must work. I know a lot of Christians that their mind does not work. They ascribe everything to the supernatural. If you ascribe everything to the supernatural, you will never prosper. Because not everything is supernatural. There are many things that are natural. For example, if you are married, you don't know how to talk. You talk by heart. You can say, oh, I'm going to pray. There's a demon in my family that destroys marriage. No, watch that your tongue. That's all. Just change the way you talk. That's all. Everything will change. So in the story, you realize that in the different periods of economic crisis, the emphasis changes. So the next period was in the time of Joseph, when there was economic crisis in the land. In Genesis chapter 41, verse 29, the Bible says, there shall come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. And after that, 7 years of famine. And the famine shall consume the land, and all the plenty shall be forgotten. Pharaoh had a dream. He saw 7 fat cows and 7 lean cows. And the 7 lean cows ate the 7 fat cows. He didn't understand the dream. So he asked Joseph, what is the dream? What does it mean? Then Joseph said, it means that there are going to be 7 years of financial prosperity in the country. And after the 7 years, there will be 7 years of famine. In other words, there will be no money. So Pharaoh said, because of that, we have to make a preparation. In the good times, we must save so that in the bad times, we will have enough corn to survive on it. What he said is the normal cycle of life for a business, an individual, a country, the world. There are always 7 fat cows and 7 lean cows. But the mistake we make sometimes is that when we see the 7 fat cows, we think that they're even going to get fatter and fatter. So we spend anyhow, we blow time, we waste money, we make bad financial decisions because we assume that the circumstances will always remain the same. But life is not like that. There will all be 7 fat cows and 7 lean cows. And I can see the lean cows have arrived. That is why when you make money, you must be very careful. Because the fact that you have money today does not mean you have money tomorrow. The crown does not continue to every generation. So Joseph said, this is what it means. There come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. And after that, there shall arise after them 7 years of famine. And the famine shall consume the land, and all the plenty shall be forgotten. So Pharaoh asked Joseph, so when the economic crisis comes, what should we do? Then Joseph said, to solve this economic crisis, the solution is going to be largely mental. It's going to involve the brain power. If you just go for all night in this crisis and you don't think, you are even going to be more, even the 7 lean cows are even going to be 7 skeleton cows. Yeah, I know a lot of Christians who don't think. Actually, if they were unbelievers, they would have thought. Because that one, they don't know God. But now that they know God, they've arrogated into the spiritual, their mind ceases to work, which is very bad. Then Joseph said, in verse 32, he said, they should look for a man. He said, discreet, and a man of wisdom. He said, let Pharaoh look for a man discreet. 2 qualities. Discreet, number 2, and wisdom. to set over the land of Egypt. So Joseph said, to overcome this financial crisis, we need, that word discrete, it means understanding, which is all mental. It says we need brain power, mental power to be able to overcome this crisis. So what it means is that we really have to use our minds extensively. Because God is a wise God. God is a God of understanding. That's why he gives the spirit of understanding. You read Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2. It says, and the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. So Joseph said, if Joseph was a normal Ghanaian, he would call for another prayer meeting. But after seeing the seven lean cows and the seven fat cows, which was like a vision, after that, no more prayers, just thinking. So I'm not saying you shouldn't pray. The first part I said is supernatural. But the second one I told you is mental. But we have to do all. So that word discrete, I told you, means understanding. The word understanding, it means to know the meaning of something. When Joseph assessed the situation, he could tell that at that time, they were in the period of the seven fat cows. Everything was fine. But he knew and understood that there are always seven lean cows after seven fat cows. So you have to make preparation for the seven lean cows or the 7 years of difficulty, although you cannot see them. So you can have money and not know the meaning that after this, I may not have money again. But to you, rather, it seems that now that I have money, it's going to go on forever and ever. But for Joseph, he understood what it meant. He said, no. This means that this money that we have now, we shouldn't misuse it. That's actually what it means. Because difficult times are coming. So whatever situation that you are in, pray to God for understanding. Because until you understand a problem, you cannot solve it. Your business may be going down, but you don't understand why. If you understand, you know why the business is going down. You may not have money, but you don't understand why you don't have money. But if you sit down and think, you understand. It also means to know the nature of something. The nature means behavior. How is the thing going to behave? How is it going to affect fuel? How is it going to affect your supply? How is it going to affect your job? How is it going to affect your transport? How is it going to behave? So you must understand how the thing is going to affect things and how it's going to behave. Otherwise, you will not have the proper response. No. Then number three, it means to know the cause of something. What is causing this? If you understand why the cause of maybe fuel price hike or the cause of food price hikes, if you understand it, then you will be able to solve it. What is causing it? What I find fantastic about this story was Joseph was so intelligent that at the end of the famine, everybody was rich. And this is what he did. Only 20% of the land of Egypt was under cultivation at that time and was owned by Pharaoh. So Joseph tell Pharaoh, plant corn. So Pharaoh planted the corn. The whole 20% was not being used, but he planted it. After planting it, if you read the story, and you're going to go and read it. After planting it, the famine started. So people started buying the corn. Then Joseph said, okay, bring money. So they were buying. And as they were buying, he was buying their lands. So eventually, as the famine went on, he had bought all the lands. And as he was buying the land, he was planting more corn. So Pharaoh was getting richer and richer. And now the people didn't have money again. Then Joseph said, okay, if they don't have money, let us collect their cattle. So now they collected all their cattle. And so now Pharaoh owned all the cattle. Now they didn't have anything again. Then the people said, we need more corn. Maybe this is not the fifth year. Because things are even getting more difficult. Then Pharaoh said, okay. Then tell the people that since they don't have money, they should all come and work for you. So all of them became Pharaoh's servants. And Pharaoh used all of them and their land and their cattle to plow the land that they owned, which he now owned, to plant more corn till the whole of Egypt was filled with corn. So now Pharaoh was very rich. Then he asked Joseph, so what do we do again? Then Pharaoh said, let the people take 80% for free. And you, Pharaoh, will take only 20% because you own all the lands. So if you put all together, you have a lot of corn because people are coming from other countries to come and buy. So Pharaoh said, okay, although I own the land, if people take 80, we will take 20. So by the end of the famine, everybody in Egypt was very rich. And Pharaoh himself was ultra rich. Everybody had prospered from the understanding of one man. I mean, if you have such a man running a country, it will change the country. And what I like best about his advice was that let the people take 80% and you take 20. He said they will be rich, but you'll be fantastically rich. A black man, he'll take all, including your life. I mean, he understood economics. He understood agriculture. He understood how to store maize. He understood how people behave. He understood hiring people. Very intelligent guy. Imagine that at the end of the famine, rather the whole country, imagine this economic crisis. I mean, we have a government, but at the end of the crisis, we have all become very rich. Although everybody is poor. You say, hey, what kind of wisdom is this? May God bless us with such supernatural, fantastic understanding and wisdom. Wisdom is what generates wealth, not prayer. Prayer generates wealth in the sense that it can give you a miracle, one miracle, but wisdom guarantees continued, sustained, continual wealth. That's what wisdom does.
Thank you for joining us. Today we learned that to overcome an economic crisis, you need wisdom. Be sure to join us same time tomorrow.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, transformed by your message. So last week, I heard you preach how to profit from free labor. I was deeply motivated by your message. Since I've been unemployed for some time, I decided to follow your advice and apply to a company for an internship. I was chosen and asked to work immediately. God really bless you for showing us the light. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app, on the go with a word.
Have you ever experienced periods in your life when you felt tired and disillusioned about the very things that used to excite you? It could be a marriage, a job, or your relationship with God. The daily grind of life can sap energy from your soul, mind, and emotions, leaving you depleted. Anything that expends energy needs to be recharged. Recharge your life with this exciting book by Kakrabaden, Energy Drink. It will keep you fired up to face each day with faith, hope, and love. You can order this book through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Energy Drink in the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. That's +233 55 700 9010. You can place a regular call or send a text message to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. This book is also available as an ebook on Amazon, Kindle, or Kobo.com. We also deliver worldwide.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 700 9010. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT.